Robert Haley stars as Charlie McMahon in Cyber Gothic.
Yes, yes, yes. I'll get to you just as soon as the tea is on.
Good morning.
Morning. Tea's on. Breakfast?
Well, I should be asking you that question.
I like to cook breakfast for a man. It's comforting.
Yeah. So, last night was...
better than comforting. I hope.
I'll say. How about poached eggs on toast?
Coming right up.
Yes, Louie, I'll get your crunchies. You know something? I feel like bowling.
Bowling?
Tonight. You bowl?
Not in years.
Me neither. What do you say?
I'd love to.
You can't be serious.
Betty called. Charlie wants to take her bowling, and she says two people bowling, two alone. Just don't make a game.
Well, so this is what, a double date?
More like we're the cheering section on a senior's episode of The Matchmaker.
Well, when you put it that way.
Okay, so, tonight, Eglinton Lanes, that's on the corner of Birchmount.
Scarberia?
We're up at 8.
Fieldstein.
Yo, Malk?
Hey, Leah, how's it going?
Great, I got your message. It's here already?
2 days. Fast, eh?
eBay rocks. Can you come over tonight and set it up?
Sure, right after work.
Could we make it a bit later, like 8?
No can do. Bowling.
Bowling?
Yeah. Black, light, bowling. Loud metal, too many beer. Very cool.
Right.
Okay, just plain old bowling. It's a favor for a friend.
Bowling. When we've got an NLE to install.
Yeah, I know. With DigiBeta. Priorities, but I promised.
Please, Malk?
Oh, okay. I can come at 6:30. It shouldn't take more than 45 minutes to set up.
Okay, 6:30. Be there, be square.
Hey, I'm going bowling tonight. I'm totally, like, square to the second power already.
I love you, cuz.
Who is that?
My cousin, Leah. First year Ryerson, media studies. Brilliant kid. Top of her class and barely 18.
Young.
My kid sister, sort of. First time in the city, I'm keeping an eye on her. Just got her a digital editing system for her birthday.
Well, those things cost a fortune, don't they?
Used to. But I get this one on eBay, used and slightly abused. They were auctioning off a warehouse full of hardware on this other site. I picked up replacement parts for a song. Now, all I have to do is install it and...
And?
And I don't know what. I mean, this system, it's like buying a Cadillac for a kid with a beginner's license. But for this girl, I've got expectations.
Spare. Very nice.
Thanks, Betty. Jolene, you're up. Again.
The game's going to be over before Malcolm shows.
Sorry.
We just about given up on you, Malcolm.
Were you tied up with your cousin?
No, she didn't show. Then traffic, took a wrong turn on Birchmount, then...
You're up.
Sure. I just got to get these shoes on. I mean, it's weird, you know. This afternoon, she was dying to get the NLE installed, then she takes off.
Ah. University kids, they're walking down the street, run into somebody, stop for a coffee, start discussing some band or Sartre or something. Next thing they know, it's midnight.
No, you don't understand. This is an NLE.
And what is an NLE?
A non-linear editing system. It's worth, out of the box, like $5,000. See, Leah's doing a lot of digital image work for the site she's building, and...
You're up!
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Now what?
My BlackBerry. It's probably Leah. She's...
What is a BlackBerry?
Email. Anytime, anywhere.
Oh, God.
What's the matter, Malcolm?
It's from Leah. All it says is, help me.
Sure sounds like somebody's home.
The email was probably just a joke.
It's not the kind of joke Leah would make. Hello? Hello in there?
Hi. Malcolm, what's up?
Hi, Shannon. Is Leah here?
Nah, I haven't seen her since Soch. What's going on?
I was supposed to meet her here at 6:30, but she didn't show. And then I got this weird email, and...
Can we come in? Yeah, sure, sorry. I was actually cleaning. I always crank it up when I'm cleaning. So, you got some kind of weird message from Leah?
More like an SOS, really. All it said, help me.
Weird.
Malcolm's convinced it's serious.
No. Leah can get out there sometimes, you know.
Nothing's been bothering her? Hasn't been acting any different than usual?
Hey, Leah's different all the time, right, Malk?
Yeah, but not like this. I was bringing over the NLE.
And she wasn't here? Now that is weird. You bury her back?
Yeah, nada.
No way. Sit down, everybody. I just gotta check something.
Well, this sure beats a dorm, doesn't it?
Pretty nice for a couple of starving students.
I'll say. Furniture this good costs a fortune.
Most of the stuff is Shannon's. She got it at the Sally Ann.
They got this at the Sally Ann? I want the address.
What's she doing?
Checking her mail. Did Leah E you?
No, nothing.
Maybe we should check her account.
I don't know her password.
Well, not a problem. Give me 15 minutes and I'll...
Hey, she's only been gone a few hours. I don't think it's time to start hacking her account.
She sent me a message that said, help me.
Yeah, if she's in trouble, she'd be a little more on point. Like, I've been kidnapped or I'm trapped. Something more desperate than just help me.
Help me is enough.
Not for me, it isn't.
Look!
Fair enough. But if she shows up, ask her to call Malcolm, okay?
She's hiding something.
Maybe. Or maybe she's guarding a friend's privacy from an overly protective relative.
Come on, she's hiding something, right, Jolene?
Hey, I've been suspicious since I saw the couch.
You think they're dealing drugs?
No way. But, I don't know, there's...
Something? Let's short-circuit channels a bit and get a search going. You got a picture of Leah anywhere?
In my wallet.
Great. Get it over to the 24-hour Kinko's and make copies. And you still know the guys working the beat down here, don't you, Jolene?
Most of them.
That's a start. Okay, Malcolm, you know any of her other friends?
Sure, I've met a few.
Why not see if you can track them down? Check out the student union, some of the local hangouts.
Will do. And you?
I'm going to take Betty home and then give Kirk a call. See if I can jumpstart an official investigation. Sorry it took so long, Betty.
No problem. You haven't found her?
No. How did you know?
You move differently.
Hmm?
Most times you kind of shamble along, but when there's an investigation, you change. Everything becomes more precise. Like you know where you're going.
I wish I did. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to drop you home.
That's all right. There will be other nights.
Chill, I'm coming. It's 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, the bars are getting out.
She's not home yet.
Not going to invite me in?
Like I said, it's late.
I know about the website, Shannon.
What website?
Cutiepie.org. Your friend Michelle told me all about it.
So what? It's not porn or anything.
I know. I looked. Just another innocent web girl site. Naughty talk, flirtatious video. All very cute. And I love the gift page with your wish list linked to your favorite shopping sites.
It's harmless and everybody's doing it.
Did someone actually give you that couch?
We get a lot of stuff we don't need, so we return it and save for bigger items.
You got it all covered, eh?
Hey, I didn't say you could come in.
I didn't ask.
Where are you going?
Leah's computer. I gave it to her. Now I'm taking it back. Come on, come on. Top of the week, webcam one. Okay. Today's broadcast.
Hi, this is Shan, and that's Heaven's Pink, our current favorite new band. It's Monday, and we are live. Lou will be here in a second. Right now, she's in the shower. I just love this music, you know. Anybody want to see me dance? How's this look? You like it when I, or I do this? You see that in the new Snoop Dogg video? That way that girl kind of slides up and, Hey, Lee, what you doing?
Drying off.
She's just drying herself off. Ooh, look at that tail snap. Wait a second, I'm going to turn the camera around.
Shan, don't!
She's behind the couch. Hey, Lee, what you doing?
Cut it out. I don't have anything on.
Show us.
No way.
Just a peek.
Shan, will you?
She's all wrapped up in that towel.
You're so evil.
You love it. I bet Jimmy loves to see you in that towel, don't you, Jimmy?
Is Jimmy watching?
Yep. He's in the chat room and he says he's watching. Hi, Jimmy.
Hi, Jimmy. Thanks for the DVDs.
Yeah. Now all we need is the player.
Nobody's given us any player yet?
No. Isn't that sad?
Oh, it's very sad. Anybody else in the room?
The dark presence.
Ooh. Hi. I wore your present last week. Did you see it?
He says he wasn't watching. Will you wear it again for him today?
Not today. Maybe if somebody sends us a DVD player.
Somebody sends us a DVD player. That's a deal.
Yeah, that's the deal. But what will you wear for them?
Maybe I just won't wear anything.
Shan, you're evil.
No, I'm bad, but I'm not evil. You're bad too, aren't you, Lee?
No, I'm good. Very good. And now we've got to turn the camera off, Shan.
How come?
So I can take this towel off and answer our mail.
See you all tomorrow, same time, and hit the links to the electronic supermarket. They've got a real deal on DVD players. We'll be so grateful.
Jimmy and the Dark Presence. Sounds like the name of a band. Let's see what they had to say for themselves.
I still don't get it. The girls were running a video site, kind of broadcasting themselves all over the net and soliciting gifts from their fans?
It's the big fad. You know, you tell outrageous lies about the men in your life, agonize over your hair color, whatever comes up. Naughty, but nice.
And guys log on and watch, and then write them, and they write back like pen pals?
Yeah, if your pen pal was an obsessive creep with a thing for teenage girls.
And they encourage it?
It's a kick. But the big thing is to get the guys hooked bad enough to start sending presents.
You actually publicize your address?
No. It's all done with blind accounts. So, in theory, it's all safely anonymous.
Unless you drop your mask.
Exactly. And that's what Leah did. She made an appointment to meet some guy here at the Cyber Latte yesterday at 5 o'clock.
And you got all that from her email?
Yeah. I should have known. I knew her hardware inventory, what software she was buying. Hell, I set the whole thing up for her. I'm such a jerk. Hi, I wonder if you could help me.
Yes, sir?
I'm looking for this girl. I wonder if she was in here yesterday.
Yeah, that's Leah, isn't it?
That's right, Leah Reed.
Amazing. She looks about 12.
She was 15 when it was taken.
We believe she was in here about 5 o'clock yesterday.
Yeah, that's right.
Did you notice who she was with?
Yeah, it was weird. I mean, she comes in, goes online, hits a chat room. He comes in a bit later, does the same. And she turns around, looks at him, and starts to laugh. Then they sit down together, you know, and he buys her a mocha latte. Weird.
Well, what was so weird about it?
He's what's weird about it. I mean, the goth is, whoa, out there.
The goth?
Yeah, he's into the whole scene. Dyed black hair, Marilyn Manson eyes. Dressed like an Edinburgh grave robber on Halloween. I wouldn't even want to speculate on where he's pierced, and the guy's got to be like 40. And talk about age inappropriate.
What's his name?
Don't know. We just call him the Goth.
Do you have any friends, acquaintances?
You kidding? He comes in here, it's like Dracula's dropped in for tea. Leers at the girls the whole time, but I never seen him talk to anybody. Before Leah.
They left together?
Yeah. Freaky or what?
No, Judy, that's all we know so far. Yeah, well, Missing Persons is on it now, and all I can tell you is we're good at what we do. It's been about 24 hours. I know, I've seen that show too. Look, it's American TV. I don't care what they say. Just because she's been missing for 24 hours doesn't mean the odds are she's, you know. No, that's crap. That's TV trading on people's fears. There's reason to be concerned, but I'll find her, Judy. And I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Oh, the outfit's in Leah's closet. Pretty eclectic.
Check this one out. Leather and lace.
Mostly lace.
No, that's where it came from. Leather and lace. It's a goth store in Queen West.
A goth store? I'm still not even sure what a goth is.
It's a fashion scene. Gothic like in horror movies. French symbolist poetry. All doom and gloom and sexual despair.
Sorry, but I'm not much in the mood for despair.
So this was a gift. She modeled it online.
You think it came from the goth?
In their chat room, his handle was the Dark Presence.
Makes sense, eh?
So, let's go shopping.
How long are you going to keep me here?
Until you start telling the truth.
I am telling the truth.
We traced the outfit you sent to Miss Reed back to the store where it was purchased.
And used the Visa receipt to trace me. I know. And I never denied buying the rig.
Or meeting Leah.
It's a matter of record, isn't it?
At the Cyber Latte.
That's right.
And you left with her.
I already told you I
didn't. The clerk said you left together.
He's mistaken.
That was the last time she was seen.
I told you. We met. I proposed a certain kind of relationship be established between the two of us. She expressed her disinterest. I expressed my disappointment, and we parted. Amicably.
Where is she, Mr. Hartford?
I don't know.
We'll find her eventually.
I hope you do. She's a sweet kid. Just maybe...
Maybe...
Maybe too sweet to inhabit the world she chose to explore.
The creep's lying.
Maybe, but Kirk's team took his place to pieces and didn't find a thing.
So what are you saying? You believe him?
He was barely 18.
Still legal.
All I'm saying is there's no evidence.
It doesn't bother you, preying on girls that young?
She wasn't underage, and I wasn't preying on her.
Fine. Then let's stop wasting our time.
Where are you going?
The Cyber Latte. See if I can destroy his story.
Now, what would you call it, then?
At its best, love. At its worst, well, a form of mutual gratification.
Hi, Betty.
Charlie, come in. What's happening?
We picked up this bondage freak. Kirk had him in the box for the better part of the day and got nowhere.
Can you link him to the girl?
Oh, yes and no. They met at this cyber cafe, and the owner said they left together, but he was wrong. According to the billing log, Leah was still there playing a game when the suspect was making a withdrawal at a bank machine on the other side of town. So we had to let him go.
Malcolm must be in a terrible state.
Just about out of his mind. It's so twisted. I mean, Leah and her roomie are all over the web trolling for suckers. The perverts come in all shapes and sizes, and everybody treats love like some kind of, I don't know, a game, a product, a bad joke.
I don't think what you're describing is love.
I guess not, but it's just sad.
It is, but there's real love in the world, too. That's a blessing you learn to appreciate more as you get older.
I see that, too.
Maybe that's because we're old enough to have given it some thought.
Yeah. These cases always turn out badly.
Have you had anything to eat?
No, I forgot.
Come into the kitchen. I'll fix you something.
Hello?
Charlie?
Jolene, what's up?
I tried your shop. Where are you?
Betty's. What's happening?
Good. You're closer than me. I need to go to the goth's place now. Malcolm is on his way there, and I'm afraid what he's going to do.
Why?
Somebody posted a picture of Leah on her site. Bondage. Malcolm traced it back to the goth.
I'm on my way. Betty, I gotta go.
What is it?
I'll call.
My arms!
Hey, if you don't like hanging in chains, you shouldn't have had them installed.
Let me down!
Where is she?
I don't know.
You posted the picture.
I told you I didn't.
And I told you I traced the post back to here.
Ah, I didn't post it.
She was trussed up like a piece of meat.
Just take off the cuffs. Oh, my arms.
Malcolm, you here?
Help. Help me.
Shut up.
Malcolm?
He did it all right, Charlie.
What the... How'd you get him up there?
I showed him my badge. I got out my cuffs. From there on, it was easy.
Get him down.
No. He's going to hang there till he talks.
You have to call this in.
There's no time. She's been gone too long. And you didn't see the picture he posted.
I didn't post any pictures.
Ow, I didn't.
Ow. Why would I do that kind of post? I mean, she told me about her cousin in computer crime. I know you'd catch me.
Maybe you're so twisted that's what you wanted. Get caught, be punished.
No.
Because I'll punish you, man. You know it.
This is just a game. It's not real and nobody gets hurt.
Malcolm, what he's saying makes sense.
None of this makes any sense.
This isn't real. It's just a game and nobody gets hurt.
Will you let us check out your system? See what we can find out?
Anything. And I won't tell anybody about this. Just get him to...
Right, Malcolm. Let him down.
But...
Now!
Oh!
That's better. Now, Malcolm, how about you get your emotions under control and do what you know how to do best?
What's that?
Could somebody have routed that post through his computer?
Sure, but they'd have to know... There's only a couple of people know about the Goth. Where's your computer?
It's in the other room. Come on, I'll show you.
And that's all I need to do to set up a personal webpage?
That's all?
That's great. Thanks. You made it so easy.
It's all part of the service at CyberLatte.
It's just... I've got so much to learn because, well... I've decided the internet's going to be my new source of income.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, it's got to beat lap dancing, baby.
You're a dancer?
The money's good, but the creeps are boring.
I can imagine.
So I figured, well, I've seen some of the websites out there. Maybe I could get a piece of that action, you know?
Sure. It's big business.
But I don't know squat about it. I just kind of wish I could find a partner or some place I could work until I know how it all goes down.
That makes sense.
You ever go to these sites?
Sure. Sometimes.
What do you think my hit should be? I mean, I can't do one of those teen sites. I'm a little too womanly, don't you think?
I'll say.
I'm built a little too big for that kind of thing.
You're built great.
You know what I've been thinking? Well, you ever go to those sites with the chains and leather? That kind of thing? Sort of turns me on. It turn you on at all?
Yeah, well, sure, you know.
Because, you know, I could see myself in that kind of scene.
Which way?
What do you mean, which way?
Well, you know, submissive or dominant.
Well, what's better? I mean, because I got a freaky imagination, so...
Look, listen, if you wanted to, you could try out for somebody. I kind of have a few connections in the business, you know?
No way.
Yeah. In fact, I kind of do some shooting myself. I got a little studio, you know?
You called it perfect,
Malcolm. Yeah,
the Goth was hacked, and I traced back to the cafe. Oh, this had to be him.
And a fine-looking girl like you, I mean, baby, we could make some nasty pictures.
If Jolene can get into that studio without us having to get a warrant...
We got the studio anyway.
It's right here.
I knew it.
Right.
He grabbed her right out of the cafe.
I ran the
He's
whole
an innocent-looking guy. Friendly. Probably just offered her the tour.
Yeah, and she'd go.
Sure. This is closing time.
This is Kingfisher, leader,
well, then,
musicians, everyone.
How about you put that close sign on the door and I do an audition?
Sounds good. It's this way. This is it.
It's so quiet.
Yeah, it's baffled. To record in a busy street like this, you have to have a totally soundproofed environment.
Yeah. You got a lot of stuff down here?
Enough.
This the whole place?
There's a few other rooms. Come on, I'll show you... the dungeon. Come on in.
I don't think I need to. I recognize the room.
What do you mean?
Well, that's where you took the picture of Leah Reed.
I don't know what you're talking... Somebody's breaking into the store.
That's right. Fred Graham, you're under arrest for the abduction of Leah Reed.
You okay, Constable?
Fine. He's our guy.
Where is she? Leah, where is she? Let me go!
The door at the back of the sound booth. It's padlocked.
Leah, cut the lock. Leah, are you there?
Cuz?
Leah, you're okay. You're okay.
It was her idea. She asked for it.
Take him away, Gus.
It's all her fault.
I didn't know. I didn't.
It's okay. It's gonna be okay, isn't it, Charlie?
Sure, it's gonna be fine.
Let's get her to the hospital.
So, she was lucky.
She wasn't sexually assaulted, but she's not out of the woods. Once those kind of pictures get on the internet, they tend to stay in circulation.
Still, she was lucky.
Yeah.
Remember we were talking about how some people treat love with such disrespect? How sad that is? What's sad is that love hardly comes into it at all. It's just about sex. People try and separate the two, and in the end, they're not comfortable with either.
Yeah, I guess that's true. You know what? I think we're lucky.
Why?
We've been given the grace to be comfortable with both.
You have been listening to Cyber Gothic, this week's episode of our series, The Old Guy, by Paul Ledoux. Featured in the cast tonight, Robert Haley as Charlie McMahon, William Colgate as Kirk, Ryan Rogerson as Malcolm, Karen Glaive as Jolene, and Arlene Duncan as Betty Parker. With them, you also heard Martha McIsaac as Leah Reed, Katerina Scorsone as Shannon Mason, Simon Reynolds as Fred Tanner, and Martin Gillian as The Goth. The music was composed and conducted by Milan Kimlicka. The recording engineer was Wayne Richards. Sound effects were by Matt Wilcott. Colleen Woods was the associate producer. The program was produced and directed in Toronto by Bill Howell, the executive producer of The Mystery Project. Most series of The Mystery Project are available to you on CD. To find out how to order them, visit our webpage at www.cbc.ca/mysteryproject and discover the link at the bottom of the front page called How to Purchase. I'm Bob Boving, thanking you for listening and inviting your comments. See you next week.